What's up, folks? This is Brandon Laura with Sports Noise Podcast. And today, it is Sunday, July 14th, and we have the Home Run Derby. Home Run Derby is in 2 days. Tomorrow. So Home Run Derby is on July 15th, Monday. So, the day before the Home Run Derby, I have my predictions and just who's in it. Right off the bat, we have Alec Boehm. Alec Boehm, he's more of an RBI hitter, more of a line drive. He's not gonna be the guy who's gonna get you 30 home runs a season. I mean, maybe like 24, about in that range. But for Alec Boehm, 18 is a good number. Pete Alonso, I have high hopes. 17, just not the greatest season by him. An all-star, but I think he's going to do good. So 17, and then Odolis Garcia, the Rangers, the Lone Rangers guy in the Home Run Derby. 17, good number. That's what I think. Just, I did do a little bet with one of my friends. He has Gunnar Henderson winning it. I don't know how much. Me personally, Gunnar Henderson, 16 sounds about good. I don't see the power. I mean, he's got power. He just, like Alec Boehm, he's more of a line drive doubles hitter. We have Teoscar Hernandez from the LA Dodgers. 18. A really good swing. Got the power. I think he'll do good. Bobby Witt Jr. I think he'll go far. Bobby Witt, I'm going to say 20 for Bobby Witt Jr. of the KC Royals. So, right now, Bobby Witt in first. Jose Ramirez, 19. I think he's going to do really good. And then, who I have winning it all, Marcell Ozuna. I have him with 19. But, I think four move on, four out in the first round, and then they keep going. So, Alec Boehm, Pete Alonso, Odolis Garcia, Gunnar Henderson, Teoscar Hernandez, Bobby Witt Jr., Jose Ramirez, and Marcell Ozuna. So, those are the eight that are a part of the Home Run Derby this year. So, I'll tell you why I think everyone could win. Alec Boehm, it's a fast swing. He's not going to take too much time. Just like he's gonna swing, hit the ball. I mean, some of these guys, Pete Alonso, Odolis, a little slower with their swings. Alec Boehm, I think he could win just by the speed that he goes. There's a foot bonus round as well, so we have. I think it's 440 to get the bonus, or 425, but then you're in the bonus, you get three outs. If you get a home run over 425 feet, you get an extra out. That means you get an extra, kind of like a life. You don't hit a home run, that's one out, and you only have a certain amount of outs. So, you have three outs to start with. You hit a home run over 425 in that bonus round, you get a fourth life. So, Pete Alonso, the power's there. For a big guy, he's got a quicker swing. I'm not going to say it's fast, but a quicker swing. Pete Alonso, he's getting older. Not the greatest season. And so, surprises me, a lot of MLB players do not like the Home Run Derby, competing in the Home Run Derby, because, and I would get why, they are, I mean, messes up your swing. Of course, mound is like 60 feet, 6 inches, I think. And then you got the bullpen pitchers throwing from like half that distance at like probably 20 feet from the batter's box. And I mean, yeah, it would make sense. It's going a lot slower. It's probably going around 30, 40 miles an hour, maybe 50. But I mean, it just messes up their swing, messes up their timing. And of course, I mean, they're swinging for home run. You're swinging for a line drive into the gap every time you're up in the box. You're not looking for a home run. You're looking for a line drive. You're looking for a hit. You're looking for a single, double. In this, you're trying to elevate the ball, trying to get under it, and trying to smoke one into the stands. Adolis Garcia, the fans, they're going to be cheering him. I'm excited to see his introduction. I think it's going to be really cool. But the loner for the Rangers in the home run derby, good bullpen pitcher. Julio Rodriguez's former bullpen pitcher is pitching for Adolis. Apparently he liked what he saw in last year's home run derby, so he got him to throw his bullpen for this. Gunnar Henderson, again, fast swing, but very, very powerful, can swing. And, I mean, past home run derbies, you see them, they're swinging they're barely swinging, going up half swing. This goes 400 and just, like, soars through the air. Like, I just can't imagine hitting them 400 feet consistently just home run. But I think Gunnar Henderson's really consistent, so I think if he gets a hot streak, he's gonna keep that. And I just think he has that winning spirit. So Gunnar Henderson, I think definitely can win. And then Teoscar Hernandez, I don't see him winning. I think he's the least guy I see winning. But member of the Dodgers, he's got Shohei Ohtani. Who else does he have cheering him? He has what's his name? LA Dodgers pitcher Tyler Glasnow cheering him on. I mean, I really don't see Teoscar Hernandez winning this, but I mean, if he did, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw any of these. They're in the home run derby. Anybody can win, but I mean, I think he's going to hit it far. He's going to get a lot of bonuses. Maybe bonus he gets hot, maybe he doesn't. Bobby Witt Jr., if not Ozuna, Bobby Witt's my favorite to win, and I see Bobby Witt just behind Ozuna. Ozuna just got that power, just got that killer mentality. But Bobby Witt, I think he's gonna get hot in the bonus. Jose Ramirez, just the switch hitting god. I think he's gonna be hitting lefty this for the home run derby. Could be wrong. Switch hitter, could be anything, but I do think he is gonna bat lefty. And then Marcell Ozuna, my favorite to win the whole thing, just because, I mean, he's got the power, the swing looks beautiful, just the torque just hits it out of here. So again, Alec Bohm, Pete Alonso, Adolis Garcia, Gunnar Henderson, Teoscar Hernandez, Bobby Witt Jr., Jose Ramirez, and Marcell Ozuna, the 8. So the 4 that I think will move on, I do think Alec Bohm will move on. Pete Alonso, I think Pete Alonso moves on. Adolis, I don't see him moving on. Gunnar Henderson, I see him moving on. Teoscar Hernandez, I don't. Bobby Witt, and then Jose Ramirez, I messed up. Okay. Ozuna makes it, Alonso doesn't, because I just ruled out my guy that I had winning it. Okay, so Alec Bohm is in the second round, Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt Jr., and Marcell Ozuna. And the ones that miss out Jose Ramirez, Teoscar Hernandez, Adolis Garcia, and Pete Alonso. So, and then, I mean, I guess that would mean you got Gunnar Henderson moves on, because he does. Bobby Wood Jr. That's, I mean, it's just really tough. Bobby Wood, one, hold on, one, two, three, four, okay. So, Alec Bohm, I don't think he moves on. And then, oh, this is tough. Because, I mean, I got Alec Bohm, you got Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt, and Marcell Ozuna. Okay. Bobby Witt Jr. moves on, and Marcell Ozuna move on. And then I have Ozuna winning against Bobby Witt. So, Marcell Ozuna, Bobby Witt, my predictions. Hopefully, see them tomorrow night. Hopefully my predictions are right, but I'm going to wrap this one up. This was a shorter one. I mean, it's a Sunday. We all want to enjoy our Sundays, and I am enjoying it right now. So, Marcell Ozuna, my prediction for the 2024 T-Mobile Home Run Derby. Not sponsored by them. I wish they were. I wish I was. Please sponsor me. I'm just joking. But, yeah, so those are my predictions. Next episode will be, don't know when, but it'll be hopefully a banger. And I'll leave below in the description my podcast link to my website. And then, again, before every video, go in the description, click on this link, and then look at what I'm talking about, because you'll see what I'm talking about before, I mean, the title of the show, before you watch the video, so you just kind of know what's going on. But this was Braylon Delora's Sports Noise Podcast. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.